Hello, my name is Lisa Elvin Stoltore, and this is my channel, Have Roots, Will Travel. I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. Most of my videos will be about travel or understanding various localities. In fact, that's why I named my website and my business Have Roots, Will Travel, because as a genealogist, you are constantly traveling to new places. You are constantly looking at towns and cities and villages and documents from another era, another place. And so as I would do genealogy, I would be saying, oh, I'm traveling to this place today. And so that's kind of the essence of my channel. Today, and in this special series, we're going back in time to examine Les Filles du Roi, which is a subject near and dear to my heart. It's part of Quebec history lore. And it is something that I decided to do biographies of each of these individual amazing women. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to look at another Fille du Roi. Before we look at that individual Fille du Roi, let me make sure to steer your attention to the video that I created, Les Filles du Roi, the program 2.0, because I really need you to understand how this program worked, what they had to do, and it will greatly increase your admiration and respect for these ladies and what they went through, and just amazing trips, and how it all evolved and why it evolved. All of that is important to note. Today we're going to be looking at Elizabeth Cretel, and she is actually my 8 times great grandmother. Elizabeth was born in 1649 in the parish of Saint-Maclou, and she's from Rouen, which is a city on the River Seine in northern France. It's the capital of the region of Normandy. Rouen has an amazing historical story and was at one time the largest city in medieval Europe. It played a prominent role in both English and French histories from the 11th to the 15th century. It's just an amazing place, and I have to go. I've never been. Rouen is a city of cultural and educational significance. The Museum of Fine Arts, the Secteur Tournesol, and the Rouen Cathedral are all there. The University de Rouen at Normandy is a prestigious educational institution located here as well. It was from this area that the Statue of Liberty sailed in June of 1885. L'Armada, which is held every 4 to 6 years, is a gathering of sailing ships from around the world, which was begun in the 1980s. The next Armada will take place in June of 2023. Each Armada has a theme. The next one will be the Armada of Liberty. So it's amazing to see the connection, even to this day, between North America and this amazing city, Rouen, in France. Now, her parents were named Guillaume Cretel, and her mother was named Jeanne Godefroy. Upon her father's death, she was recruited to be a Fille du Roi and left for Canada, arriving on July 30, 1671, aboard the ship the Prince Maurice. She brought with her approximately 300 goods worth about 300 pounds. The groom that she selected, or selected her, his name was Nicolas Langlois, and he was born in Saint-Pierre-d'Yvetot, which is actually about 14 miles away from where Elizabeth was born. They were both from Normandy, which probably strengthened their union and also perhaps sparked the attraction. This is the current church of Saint-Pierre-d'Yvetot, which was actually built in the 1950s after the church that had been there for hundreds of years was destroyed by World War II. This area of France was actually renowned for its cotton spinning, hence Nicolas was a weaver. He arrived in New France before 1667, and he was listed in the 1666 census as employed by Louis Rouet de Videry at Quebec City. Elizabeth and Nicolas were married on October 26, 1671, at the Notre Dame Church in Quebec City. On the left of your screen, we see the actual marriage record of Elizabeth and Nicolas. The church you see here is the Basilica de Notre Dame in Quebec City. Notre Dame is Quebec City. Is the Quebec Church, which was built in 1647 and was given the name Notre Dame de la Paix. It was the first church to be made of stone in the city. In 1664, it was dedicated to Notre Dame of the Immaculate Conception. When the Quebec City Diocese was constituted in 1674, it became the cathedral of its first bishop, Saint François de Laval. So Laval is a big name in Quebec. 200 years later, Pius IX declared it a basilica, that is a church privilege because of the important number of pilgrimage it draws. This church has been burned down twice, the first being in 1759 during the British invasion, and then the second time in 1922. From 1650 to 16 to 1898, some 900 people were buried here under this cathedral. When the cathedral was rebuilt in 1923, a crypt was added. Most of the bishops, the archbishops, and the cardinals of Quebec diocese are in the crypt, as well as four governors of New France, which include Frontenac, Vaudreuil, Carrière, and Jonquière. It's a very, very important monument to Quebec and its history. Nicolas and Elizabeth begin their life together in a town called Neuville, which actually means new town. It's a village on the north shore of the St. Lawrence River, just west of Quebec City, part of the Portneuf, a regional county municipality. It was actually founded in 1684, and it remains a picturesque and very, very beautiful spot. It was established around 1653, and the area was granted as a seigneury by Jean de Lauzon to Jean Bourdon de Saint-Jean for his son, Jean-François Bourdon de Domburg, who was an engineer, surveyor, cartographer, and attorney general to the sovereign. In 1680, the Domburg seigneury was acquired by Nicolas Dupont de Neuville. Thereafter, the seigneury was known as Neuville. So sometimes you're going to see Domburg instead of Neuville. It's the same place. In 1679, the Saint-François de Sales parish was formed. It became a civil parish in 1684. The place was also known as Pointe-aux-Trembles, in reference to the point on which the church was built, which was once covered with aspen and birch and sort of kind of moved around, trembled, if you will, because that's what Pointe-aux-Trembles means. Now, I want to make sure that you all understand there is another Pointe-aux-Trembles in Montreal, and this is very confusing. This is no longer, it is always called Neuville now. But in old information and old documents and things like that, you are going to see Pointe-aux-Trembles. You will have to verify that Pointe-aux-Trembles is in Quebec or in Montreal. And I have made this mistake myself. So you need to verify always what part of Quebec the Pointe-aux-Trembles. Was it the Pointe-aux-Trembles parish? Because that's actually what it was called, the Pointe-aux-Trembles parish or church, versus the Pointe-aux-Trembles location in Montreal. Now, this is the land that Nicolas and Elisabeth purchased, and they purchased it in 1667, and it has been in the Langlois family, and it is still a farm to this day. That is 12 generations of Langlois family. You can see on the first picture, on the first picture here, there's a red line. That's the territory they got. And this is an homage. This is a plaque that was dedicated to Nicolas and Elizabeth by the Association of the Famille Langlois, which has an amazing website. You may visit this homestead as they are open for visitors, and also give tours. I'll be posting the website to their farm in the notes as well. Just amazing as I began looking through this family. In order to have those 12 generations, we need to have established a true family line. Let's have a look at the family they created. They had 10 children, six of whom made it to adulthood. They had Claudine, who marries Alexis Richard, and they have nine children, seven of whom make it to adulthood, thankfully, because that is my seven times great grandmother. Etienne, their firstborn son, marries Elisabeth Fauché, and they have 13 children, 11 of whom make it. Françoise, so I'm suspecting that the 12 generations in that farmland are possibly from him. I haven't, ascertained that yet, but it would seem likely he has at least three or four boys in that lineage to carry on the family name. Françoise dies at 16 years of age. Their fourth child, Nicolas, dies at birth. Isabelle marries Louis Motard, dit Lamotte, and they have 10 children, five of whom make it to adulthood. Nicolas marries Angélique Dessert. They have four children. Sadly, only one makes it to adulthood. Marie-Madeleine marries Nicolas Fouché, dit Châteauvert. They have 11 children, eight of whom make it to adulthood. Charles dies at 4 years of age. Their second to last child, Marie-Thérèse, dies at one, and Jean-Baptiste, their final child, also passes away at 4 years of age. Now let's have a look at the later years. Elisabeth Fatel, she dies first. She was buried on the 27th of May, 1704, and she was 55 years old. Not terribly old, but not terribly young, so kind of average for that particular period. Nicolas was buried on the 13th of October, 1721. He was 80 years old, which was a remarkable achievement at that time. And they are both buried in the local cemetery at Neuville. And this monument was erected about upon Nouvelle's 300th anniversary. The families listed were founding families who remained in the area after 300 years. And there we have Langlois, very proud. And you might see as well some of those names of the families that the girls married into, Fauché, being one that strikes me as well. And there was a Delisle at one point, Ogier. This is just a remarkable, remarkable feat to have to be on the land for that long. So more research definitely to see, who inherited what land, and it's on my top list of places to visit when I get back to Quebec. And with that, we end our for I guess this is the 12th video of Les Filles du Roi, and I can't wait to do the next one. And until then, I will bid you adieu and au revoir.